if you're a British guy who you just learned Arabic a few years ago, so you can go and like put this British mandate, you'll never ever put it together. But it still sounds so dope to me. And I also, it gives me some like Nordic Finnish music vibe, because I also listen to some of those like folk songs from those parts of the world. And it kind of gave me a similar, like, I remembered this and I was like, this is interesting. It's like how the voices overlap. And so we're not gonna play that, so I'm not gonna be proven right or wrong. But we're gonna play the Palestinian terweede.
Yeah. Very unique.
Were you able to decode this? No, it's... Well,
keep trying.
I think this one in particular, they're just like giving them their greetings. And I guess it's not just from specifically like for in prison, because it can be also that the British mandate just cut off the communication between the people of the village and the people who resisted, the fighters, you know? So
yeah,
it was a way to tell them. Sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it was political. So I think it's very cool, very unique. Had to be redone because now also music is not music, but everything is very controlled, very...
Yeah.
How do you say this? Like, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Tightly censored, controlled, under pressure.
Repressed.
So.
Yeah, Rabban also mentioned that, like, you have to get creative under these circumstances. And, I mean, this is creative. Like, they sort of invented a new language.
They really did. Because they're just, instead of saying, wassal salami, which is means, like, give my greetings, they're saying wasalalalami. So they're repeating the letter over and over again and maybe like replacing. So if you're hearing it and you just learned the language, it's gibberish to you. But if if you're a Palestinian, you may connect the dots because they keep repeating it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. What's up next?
What's up next? It's a very traditional Mijwez song, so we go back to the Mijwez. But I believe this one is like not just the techno one that's in the wedding. It's just traditional images. But like, so let's check it out. Or yeah, we can check it out. Yeah.
Sure, we can just rock with it. Let's go. العب يا باشا العب عالصمر عالصمر روح يا مروح العب 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 هلا والله العب يا باشا والله حبايبنا وقرايبنا عالساحة ملي 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 ملي
الوادة إذا بيدك يا شواق تنعمرها الترواد والشباب مبسوطين أعطيهم سمر بزيادة والشباب مبسوطين أعطيهم سمر يا بيا
Thank you for this journey, Val. That was amazing.
Yes.
I can't, yeah, it's a mind-blowing journey through Palestinian music.
Mm-hmm.
We brought some songs as well in the Stargate segment. It's actually what is happening now in this Stargate. The next song that I brought is like Collision of Cultures. Tinariven is a Tuareg rock or desert blues band from Mali and Algeria. They are like located near the Sahara Desert, and the song's title is Imidivan Takiadam, which is, if the Google is correct, is something like "Friends, look at what is unfolding before us," and. It's like the state of the world, how they have to hold on to their culture and like their everyday struggles in this are in this song as well. So it has a similar theme as
sure.
like what you've brought already. And the very interesting thing is that it has a feature from Jose Gonzalez, who is... an interesting figure, one of the most important singer-songwriters from the 2000s. I think he's like Argentinian but Swedish the same time. so he is located in and he's living in Sweden, but he is originally Argentinian. And most of his songs are in English. Sometimes he has some Spanish songs, but now he's singing in Spanish, which is, I think, a more like... How should I put that? It's like more back to his original roots. So it's like yeah, it's like an experience which is like what is the word that I'm looking for? Organic. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a more organic vibe than most of his songs. And I brought this song because at our last show in February, I brought a fresh song from him, from Jose Gonzalez, called Against the Dying of the Light. And I think multiculturalism and understanding each other's cultures is like a key to, I don't know, keep our world alive at this point. So this song is very fresh as well. It's from February this year. Yeah, yeah. And I think this song is an answer to how to keep that light alive in our world. So, Against the Dying of the Light, here comes Tinariven and Jose Gonzalez, and this song is called Imidivan Takiadam.
Imidivan Takiadam. بيدي وانتك يا آدم بدو ضنفلاون بيدي وانتك يا آدم بدو ضنفلاون
بيدي وانتك يا آدم بدو ضنفلاون بيدي وانتك يا آدم بدو
مجركلن ريباس تخلاكم شنطي ومجركلن ريباس تخلاكم
بيدي وانتك يا آدم ودوقا فلاون بيدي وانتك يا آدم ودوقا فلاون
ناس olviden sus hermanas ni las madres ni las hijas con la mirada hacia el suelo compartiendo el mismo cielo
no gibtum shatmawan intu yamzarawan gibtum shatmawan intu yamzarawan
bidi wan tikya
levanten la mirada cuáles son nuestras cadenas preguntando quiénes somos navegando bajo el mismo sol
Mr. Marintasen Manuel Neridaren Mr. Marintasen Ik Manuel
Mirando el mismo cielo, navegando bajo el mismo sol, mirando el mismo cielo, vivimos bajo el mismo sol.
بيدي وانت الزعنم لن الدنيا تتايد هالدنيا تتايد فليتي لردار
بيدي وانت يا آدم ودوضا فلاون بيدي وانتك يا آدم
Okay, so my next song will be an association for the same song that I mentioned from the last show, Against the Dying of the Light. Like, initially the first song came to my mind was The Dying of the Light from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And it's a very important song in my life, actually. Here in the show, we've never played any song from Oasis. I think there was a song from a Japanese band which had a very Oasis-like sound.
Yes, and I also think it's...
from an animated film.
Yes, yes, it's a non-existent band, basically. It's yeah, there was an anime called Back Mongolian Chop Squad, and it was basically the journey of a young boy learning guitar, and throughout the story, he basically becomes a professional musician, and it ends with him going on tour in the US from Japan. And yeah, there are all sorts of references to real life bands, but they are all like changed a little bit, I don't know, all the Rolling Stones, like everything has like a synonym in it. And
No Oasis.
Yeah, it was an Oasis song, basically. But it was completely like that, yeah. My World Down, and yeah. And it's about Mary Jane. So.
And there's another connection now, because that band was an animated band, yep. And the biggest rival of Oasis was Blur. And we usually play the songs of the recent and older songs from Gorillaz, the current project of Damon Albarn, who was the lead singer and the band leader of Blur as well.
So
I think that was a time when we were talking about Oasis, like we said some shit about them, like there are two brothers fighting, but the music is not that interesting. Actually, yes. I've grown out of them a little, but when I was a teenager, like 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, I really loved their music. But after that, I appreciated Blur a lot more and other British bands from the era. But actually, I had to admit that they had some decent tunes, and the personality of the Gallagher brothers, like maybe there is a distance when you feel a distance when you hear about them. on the news, and how they are talking. They have such a, I don't know, they are really
self-absorbed,
something like that.
But the music music shines through despite them.
So actually John Lennon was an asshole himself, one of the I don't know most important I don't know.
Let's list some assholes. There's a lot of them, I think.
Yeah, and the Beatles was the biggest inspiration for Oasis, as you can hear in their music. So, anyways, when I was a teenager, me and my friends were fans of Oasis and the Gallagher brothers' solo stuff as well, and we founded a band called Caesar's Bread. It's a still more or less existing band. Actually, we will play.
Don't downplay